I can see what is raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those who...
Welcome back to another episode of Trinity Tidbits by Trinity Digital Ministry. This is Kimberly. I'll be right back.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can
feel... Welcome back. And today, on today's podcast, I will be talking about Same Power. As you heard in the song, that's Jeremy Camp's Same Power song. That's one of my favorite tunes. It's pretty powerful, has a very powerful message. And you'll probably hear it playing in the background as I create the audio for today. I'll try not to have it up too loud. It's a pretty powerful song. I really like it a lot. But today's scripture that I'm going to be talking about is God can do anything, Luke 1, verse 37. And so, as far as that goes, talking about that scripture, God moved mountains when he spoke. He brought the dead to life. He made water into wine. He made food appear out of nowhere when there was none or very little. He healed all sorts of illnesses where there was no cure. For example, he made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. And I could just go through a laundry list of all sorts of things, but all you have to do is open the New Testament and read through the gospel books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and even in other books of the New Testament, and it talks about Jesus' ministry and all the things that he did. This is the powerfulness of God. He knows all, he hears all, he sees all, and he is everywhere all the time. In fact, his Holy Spirit lives within us. He gives us spiritual power, just like Jeremy Camp's song. The same power lives in us that raised Jesus from the dead. That gives me cold chills thinking about it. It's just so awesome. There may be a whole bunch more that I'm missing. And just, God is just so mind-blowing and awesome that if I opened scripture and just read it straight through, it's awesome. And I do that actually every morning. I have a reading plan to go through the Bible in 1 year. I like the audio version because that way I can listen while I'm eating breakfast or just sit and listen and just close my eyes and let the word wash over me. And so who am I to question who Yahweh can or can, or excuse me, what Yahweh can or cannot do? He is the miracle maker. He loves us, he saves us, and he lives in our hearts, in those who believe and accept him as their personal savior. Do you? Have you? If you have, if so, tell me about it. Leave a comment. I want to hear your story. If you want to hear my testimony, let me know. I'll create a specific audio of my testimony and I'll post it. So it's pretty powerful and it means a lot to me, and I would just love to hear from you. and I'll be back in just a moment.
I can see what is raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face.
Welcome back to Trinity Tidbits. That's right. The same power that rose people from the dead, made mountains move, lives in us. Another piece of scripture is Romans 8, verse 11. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is living inside of us. So what are we supposed to do with that same power within us? What would you do? And how would you do it? Me? I would just fall face down before God on the mercy seat, the throne, and just thank Him for how much He cares for me. And I would share it just like I am here with you. Tell other people about it. Tell how powerful God is. Share of His love for us. Most people in the secular world, they get this all jumbled up and mixed up, and they're confused about it, but there's no reason to be. God's word is very straightforward. Some say that it contradicts, but I think that it does not, and that's where the confusion comes in. And a lot of people will continue that confusion because that's what the devil wants. Well, I'm here to tell you the devil's already lost that war and that battle when Jesus was crucified and resurrected to be our Savior. He saved us, and that's all that we need right now, because the way it goes is that unsaved live in chaos and torment, as I've mentioned in some of the previous audios that I've created, if you recall. And if you allow the Holy Spirit into your life, and you, as I mentioned yesterday, don't try to control everything and do it yourself. Take the passenger seat and let God be the pilot. Be obedient to His calling. So, that's it for me today. If you need a prayer, you can leave me a comment. You can go to my website, trinitydigitalministry.org, and contact me there if you like. There's many different ways you can reach me. All you have to do is do a search in Google for Trinity Digital Ministry and go to whatever link pops up and investigate it. And if you want more information, like I said, contact me. I will have this posted on my web blog, Trinity Digital Ministry, at the devotional blog. So you come there if you want to. But like this feed, share it, and let others know about it. And it's been great to be able to share with you today. And I will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Come back and listen in some more. If you're not ready to accept Christ, just keep listening and allow the Holy Spirit to wash over you and feed your soul. So, thank you for joining me today for this episode of Trinity Tidbits, which I believe I titled Same Power. So, have a great and blessed day. And, oh, by the way, happy February. Today's February 1st. Talk to you soon. Again, bye for now.